The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Irish universities, indeed, I think a lot of universities across the world, have long been bastions of progressive ideas, leaning generally left politically and liberal across the board. But data now shows that traditional values and more right-wing views are on the rise among young people. So what's behind this revival and what is it like to be a conservative on campus? Well, News Talk Sarah Madden joins us in studio now. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kira.
It's pretty fascinating, isn't it?
I know. I think so too. Because, yeah, as you said, in the past, we've kind of accepted this notion that, well, if we look at Ireland, that we're generally becoming more progressive, more secular, more liberal with each generation. But there does appear to be somewhat of a reversal of course happening. Or at least a questioning of those progressive ideas that we had once accepted, you know, as the common undergraduate diet, along with cheap beer and wherever you can get a slice of toast. So I took a wander down to Trinity to speak to students myself and find out, even anecdotally, if they're feeling a shift rightwards from left.
As a queer person myself, I certainly see myself holding back and trying to, I suppose, be a bit more covert in general, just in an effort to protect myself, basically. And I think people of all different sorts of minorities and identities generally would agree in terms of the vibe.
I do think that Ireland is becoming quite nationalistic. That, of course, falls into anti-immigration. There's definitely a lot of misogyny now in young men with the rise of a red pill sort of society. Andrew Tate in particular. There's a lot of podcasters like Joe Rogan, influencers like Clavicular. It's becoming so normalised.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think that's good as well though. You know, men being the providers and stuff like that. I actually think that's a good thing. There's a fire in your house. You're going to send a fireman in rather than a firewoman into the house to save. And that's nothing against like women. I'm just saying men physically are just stronger.
A lot of boys, especially around our age, would kind of hold women to a lot of conservative standards and then not themselves. Of like women should act a certain way as according to like conservative values, like not be with a certain amount of men or like not date around, but it's like when men themselves do it, it's not actually a problem. Stuff like women should be in the kitchen, women shouldn't work, stuff like that, and that's like what a lot of the manosphere would promote. But I don't necessarily think that like conservative values as a whole is bad.
People are allowed to make their opinion now. They can see all of the information and stuff and make their own opinion about it, and if they want to be outspoken about it, they can. We can share our opinion more, so the conversation gets bigger.
All right, so a certain vibe coming from some Trinity College students there. I find it actually kind of shocking to hear some of those conservative views back in the conversations that students have. Is there any, though, actual hard data to back this up, Sarah?
So there isn't much data when it comes to Irish university students specifically, but we can look to Europe, and there is a growing body of evidence there supporting the idea. And even just our neighbours in the UK, there was a recent study, this will be shocking to you now, it showed that almost half of Britain's university students support bringing back capital punishment for the most serious of crimes. While at Cambridge, a women's society was set up last year to much media fanfare in a pushback against the university's trans-inclusive policies. Now, that said, young men are more likely to subscribe to conservatism than young women are. Rory Costello is an associate professor, at the Department of Politics at the University of Limerick.
There does seem to be a pattern going on whereby some young people are becoming more conservative, and it does seem to be intersecting with gender. For a long time, women have been a little bit more left-wing than men, but we're seeing a bigger gap now internationally between men and women in terms of their attitudes, with women being more left-leaning and progressive and men being more conservative, particularly at the younger age cohorts. We're seeing this in relation to gender roles. So we're seeing a reversion to traditional gender roles, some young men favouring traditional gender roles. And so you're seeing a big gap between young men and women on those issues. But it's also more broad in terms of attitudes on issues like immigration or the environment. Less so on the economy, but certainly on these more cultural questions, we are seeing a growing gap between young men and women. So that does seem to be an international pattern. And we're seeing a little bit of that in Ireland too, although we don't have as much data on this as of yet. One of the reasons that people are speculating may be driving this is that young men and women are getting very different types of information online. If you sign up to a social media platform and it recognizes you as a young man, you're going to be targeted with particular types of information, which will tend to push you in a more conservative direction. Whereas for young women, I mean, we've come through the Me Too era in recent years. There is a lot more progressive content, I think, being directed at young women. And so I think that may be driving a wedge between young men and women.
What does that mean for the birth rate then, Sarah?
I know. And it's really unusual because normally generations will move in a similar direction and they'll find counterpoint with those perhaps before them or after them. But there's now a reported 30-point difference in terms of where young men and young women land on the political spectrum. And it's not just that young men are leaning more right politically, they also appear to be reverting to more conservative values and more traditional ways of living, let's say. Religion is finding new ground among young men. And Mahon McCann, a philosophy PhD researcher, is one of them. Mahon was a gold star atheist when he got baptized into the Catholic Church last year.
I was raised as an atheist, probably politically like left, in terms of like left secular. That would have been my kind of default operating system for most of my life. I studied philosophy as an undergrad, briefly probably became an anarchist, communist, like far left kind of thing. But then through that, I suppose, became, you know, in the culture war thing that was going on as well. A lot of young guys like myself found themselves kind of more going to the right online a lot. The end point of that really was becoming a Catholic at the age of 31 and getting baptized. And I suppose concluding that that was for me the best worldview and ethical system, and that made sense. I've encountered a number of kind of young people, early 20s, that would be either like reverting to Catholicism or converting. Maybe they're getting baptized and stuff. I think for them, there's less baggage probably than other generations. I mean, I'm kind of like a millennial. So like millennials, it's about 5% of millennials in Ireland identify as religious. Whereas for Gen Z, it's almost 20%. It's much more. So I think for their generation, maybe it's less. There's less stigma around it, probably. They would find communities online. They might get into like people like Father Mike Schmitz or Bishop Barron, and they start to learn from people online, and then kind of it comes offline. So I think what we're seeing is like a ripening of a lot of people that encountered this stuff online and then are trying to bring it offline into actual communities. And that's why I think people get surprised. Like even my parents' generation are like, why are young people become Catholic? That's so weird. Like it's like the opposite of what they would have expected. But I think because young people are in such different communities online and in the digital world, that they can be influenced in very bad ways in terms of bad communities. But then I think the Catholic one or Christian one can be very positive.
All right. So there's, by all accounts, a widening spectrum of Irish student bodies. But still, I would imagine the vast majority are left-leaning when they're in these campuses, when you are a young student. So what is it like then to be that conservative student on an Irish campus?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are some outlets for right-leaning students here in Ireland. So the Burkean, for example, it's an online student journal. They appear to publish work of kind of conservative, maybe libertarian bent, pieces that might not have a place in the University Times or other campus publications. But Theo MacDonald is a recent graduate of DCU, and he says, in general, Irish college campuses can be tricky places for conservative students.
From the outset, I would say I was kind of aware that universities generally are kind of a cold place for people of a more maybe conservative disposition. I think most lecturers' academic material is kind of geared towards a certain viewpoint with, you know, an emphasis on concepts such as, you know, equality of outcome as opposed to equality of opportunity, perhaps an emphasis on combating climate change, using other terms that I would regard as slightly subjective, such as, you know, misinformation and disinformation, which is kind of mainly, I would say, directed at people on kind of one side of the political spectrum. So I think from the outset, you're perceived as somewhat of an outcast. I recall this being kind of most evident in political societies in which, you know, members would be castigated and scolded for bringing forward motions or proposals, you know, on certain issues, only to be told by the, you know, hierarchies within the party apparatus that they couldn't proceed. And on campus, there were, you know, several small political parties that would be on the left, politically speaking, such as, you know, People Before Profit, the Social Democrats, the Green Party. But there weren't any kind of equivalent kind of right-leaning societies. And I decided to myself to put my head above the parapet and actually represent the political party AIN2 during a mock doll towards the end of my time in university, only for this to be mentioned in an article in University College Dublin's University Observer, as though, you know, I had committed some thought crime of sorts. you know, I'd often hear some of my, you know, colleagues in my class and some of my lectures mention that they listen to the likes of Joe Rogan or other podcasts. But I think there was a reluctance amongst a lot of my peers to actually express that point of view for fear of opprobrium from their classmates and also, dare I say, the lecturers as well. So, I mean, I would encourage people in university to be open about their views, be respectful, listen to the other side and, you know, be brave because, you know, they aren't alone. Don't be reluctant. Don't be intimidated. You know, there are a lot of like-minded people, even if they don't really express themselves, you know, openly.
Thanks to Sarah Madden for that report. Lots of interesting thought-provoking ideas there.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.